So, it's the big day, and you're finally turning 18. Now you're officially an adult. No longer strung down by the chains of being a kid and can do whatever the heck you want. Though, during all this excitement, I doubt you're thinking about your financial situation. I mean, why would you? You're still pretty young, and taxes are about a faraway day in the future. But maybe it's time to start thinking about it. In this podcast, we will be looking into some ways to improve your financial situation and talking a little bit about the economy of today. And to help us answer these questions, we'll be asking Mr. Mitchell for some advice. What are some common financial challenges high school graduates face when they enter the real world?
The first thing I would tell you is, just like my dad and my older brother told me, was until you pay your own way, until you pay your own bills, you're not really a grown-up. So just the quest of becoming independent, getting a job, holding a job, paying rent, paying your bills, all that kind of thing, I would tell you is the first and foremost challenge that is there. And that seems like it's getting deferred more and more today, not just by kids going to college. I think that's always happened, and I was blessed that way. My parents took care of me while I was still going to college. But I mean, beyond that, when you start looking at, you know, 30-year-olds that still haven't left home and those kind of things. So I think that's the biggest one. But out beyond that, then I'd give you a whole bunch of things. Balance your checkbook once a month. Pay your credit card off in full at the end of every month. Live within a budget every single month. Get yourself a Roth IRA started up and get some retirement savings going. You'd be shocked at that tool. I bang the drum for that a lot because it's such a cool instrument that kids can use today. And the one thing that kids, no matter what you do, are going to do for a living, in general, what you have on your side is time, and getting time to work for you, get your money to go out and work for you, and letting that build up over time. And you guys would be shocked at how big that snowball can get by the time you're even 40, and then much less turn 60, and that thing's going to have some speed.
How can students plan ahead and budget for their expenses?
Well, I think the first thing is just to have a responsible mindset, you know, and what I mean by that is, you make the money, you understand the value of your hard work that went into making that money. And so, you know, every kid's probably stood in front of the fridge and had his or her parents say, hey, shut that, we're not, you know, cooling off the whole house or something like, or, you know, hey, quit jumping on your bed. You know, when you start paying for that bed, I bet you do quit. You know, you're not gonna dribble the ball through the house and all those kind of things. So having a responsible mindset like that, and that I'm going to live within my means. I'm not just going to go spending. I think a lot of people today, they just get a debit card. They're even afraid of credit cards, some of them. And they'll take their debit card, and as long as it keeps getting accepted, they know they had money in their account. But this is a miserable way to go at it. And I even know people that do that, and then they've let so many other hands into their checking account with automatic payments for insurance, their electric bill, other types of insurance, all those kind of things, that when those hit the account and there's no money, then those bounce. Then you end up having bounce check charges, NSF charges. So living within what you make, not trying to be competitive financially, not trying to keep up with what the latest and greatest iPhone is or anything like that, but can you even afford it? And if so, is that the best use of your $1,000? Do we do something else for a time? And you defer, you probably heard the phrase, you know, pay now, play later, or play now, pay later. It's the same thing. It all boils down to that. Are you willing to put off the fun right now at this time in your life so that when you get a little bit older, you can go take that trip, or you can have a nicer iPhone, or you can drive a nicer car, or you can do it right now and end up paying and paying and paying and never really get ahead. It's a weird world, Carol. You know, we're in a situation right now where within the last 5 years, minimum wage moved from $8 an hour to $14.40 an hour. There are kids that have no experience at anything that go down and start at Walmart for $18 an hour. So we're in a time when you would think that wages got ahead of inflation, of costs and all that stuff. And I think that's true for right now. But we all know groceries just keep going up like this. You can't even go to McDonald's. I mean, my wife and I used to eat at McDonald's, two people for, I don't know, like $10, yeah. $12, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now you're not getting out of there for less than 20, two people, 22, 23. dollars, yeah. You know? So they've raised prices to keep up with the wage offset and all that too. So there's all kinds of challenges. I mean, when a kid's out there, but those are some of the biggest ones, living within budget and understanding the value of what you're doing.
What are some of the best ways to avoid unnecessary debt?
Yeah, well, number one, learn how to use a credit card. I think credit cards are great. It'll help you guys build a credit score, build a credit history, but pay them off in full at the end of every month. And then you never pay any interest. You only use them for convenience because you have enough cash to pay it off. So that's one good way. Don't buy things that you don't need. You know, don't overspend. Live within your means. And at the end of every month, hopefully you got some money left over. I hope that's the goal. Get a plan for that money. What are you doing with that? Are we just consuming more? That's a bigger pizza party. We're going to go up and do this. We're going to go to that concert. We're going to go to these movies. I'm going to go buy this game. Or am I putting that in savings because I am going to buy a car here in a little while? You know, and I want to have some savings. Or am I going to pay for my first year of college or my first semester of college because I don't want to borrow the money to do that? You know, making some choices and having some focus. That's the biggest thing. And then lastly, don't blame someone else. You know, have a focus with what you want to do. Not everybody's going to make the same, Carol. Not going to make the same amount of money. I mean, what you choose to do is going to determine that in a lot of ways. You know, if you want to go out and become a doctor or you become a lawyer or you even become an electrician and you become a master electrician, you're going to make a lot more money than a school teacher makes. But I'm not griping. I've gotten to do exactly what I want to do with my life. And so financially, I've had to live within that. You know, you're not going to buy a mansion. I'm not cruising in the latest Lexus. I got a little green Ford Fiesta 2012. Gets 44 miles to the gallon. I commute from Cedar Ridge every day. That makes good sense for me. I'm no car guy, but I like a car that doesn't break down and that gets me good gas mileage. It makes sense for me. You know, I pay less on insurance, all those other things. While I'm preaching here, I'll give you this. My wife and I checked out our Verizon bill. It just kept going up and up. And I'm like, why? We're not. Our phones are paid for. We're not getting any better coverage. Do you have Verizon?
No.
Well, me too now. But you can't even get a call out of this school on Verizon. No, it's like
the more you pay, the better service you get.
Yeah. No, it's like a Verizon bunker.
Yeah.
So we switched over to Consumer Cellular, and I'm buying a new phone, a new iPhone 14 with that, and I am paying $13 a month less for better coverage and a new phone than I was paying on my own Verizon. Look, really wealthy people don't care, but middle class people pay attention to stuff like that. And if you can save 13 bucks and get something that's better, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's like shopping with coupons and those kind of things. There's, you know, I'm all right with the middle that way.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to, it doesn't mean mediocre. It just means financially that's where you stand and you look for better deals. So
what are some of the best ways students can learn about taxes?
Well, they can come take my class, and I would love to have every single kid that we have in this school come through personal finance, especially every junior and senior. It's just right for seniors. Seniors usually have the maturity, and some of them are staring at the fact that their parents are getting ready to boot them out. So they pay a different level of attention. It's not that the content's too hard for younger kids. It's just sometimes the maturity they pay a lot more attention when they're closer to being out on their own. And I remember there's this Mark Twain quote says, when I was 14, I thought my father was the most ignorant man on the face of the earth. And when I turned 21, I was amazed at how much he'd learned in 7 years. And what that means is we pay a lot more attention when we're finally doing it. We see how smart our parents are and like, ooh, I have a lot of questions now. Whereas when you're a kid, sometimes you don't even know what the questions are, even though we think we might have all the answers. So I'd love to see him in a personal finance class. You know, that's a way cheaper instructor, than learning the hard way, than going out there and racking up a bunch of credit card debt or, you know, getting into some scheme that ends up costing you money or you blow your finance, your identity or something. I mean, there's a lot of things that it's nice to learn the easy way.
Like Mr. Mitchell said, if you're still in high school, take his class and learn a thing or two about taxes and personal finance. Take advantage of the time you have and learn a thing or two about how to spend the money the right way in class.